The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Gimel, today's up is being studied in Neshmat Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Began Eden, Amen, V'Azlachat, Binyamin Mordechai Ben Esther, Rifuah Shelema, Miki Ben Jamie. We begin today's daf on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Rishon. We're starting from the Gemara. Gemara begins with a question based on a statement at the beginning of this very long Mishnah that started in the beginning of the Perek. The first line of the Mishnah was Parat Hatat, the Parat Duma Shesedafa Chutz Megita, that you burnt it away from the pit. So we learned above that there was a certain area that they dug out to make sure it was tahor. That was the place where they used to burn the Parah Adumah. So the deen is, if you burnt the Parah Adumah away from that area, it's not considered that you did a service shechutehutz or something outside, we're going to be hayav. Since the Parah Adumah anyway doesn't go inside the Azara, so it never goes in, so if you're not hayab if you did it outside in the wrong place, even though you did it in the wrong place. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean? You burnt it away from its pit. So you did it away from a place that was cleared from tum'ah. They used to check certain areas to make sure that there's no tum'ah. Because it could be there's a kevin underneath. So you slaughtered it, or you did it in a place that wasn't baduk, that wasn't inspected. That's what it means, away from the gat. The gat can, it was inspected to make sure there's no tumah in the spot. You put in the paraduma over there. You have to be extra careful. That's what it means, you did it in a place that wasn't baduk. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan, v'alo kol eretz Yisrael bedukahi. Is what do you mean? No eretz Yisrael is beduka. There's no place in eretz Yisrael that you have to suspect that there's graves. It's beduka already. So what do you mean? Chutz makom beduka. The whole Eretz Yisrael is beduka. Stam is beduka. You don't have to assume that this corpse is there. You don't have to assume that there's metim over there. So what do you mean? Away from a place that's beduk. You don't have to make a bedika. Stam Eretz Yisrael is considered beduk from corpses. El Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kigon shechata lefnim min chomat Yerushalayim. That's what means chutz megita. You slaughtered it within the walls of Jerusalem, which is outside of its place. Because the gat that they used to slaughter it was outside of the walls of Jerusalem. So he did it away from the guy. He did it inside the walls. Meaning it's out of the place. So Gemara says, Velukma kegon sheshachata chutz lechoma shelo keneged hapetach. Would you have to go so far and say that you did it inside? Say even better. Say you did it outside. Outside the wall, which is supposed to be. But you just didn't slaughter it facing the petach of the Beit HaMikdash. The law is, that's where they used to slaughter the Parah Adumah. They used to slaughter it petach oel moed, or petach HaMikdash. So let's say here's the Mikdash. Right? They used to go outside the wall of Jerusalem, there's the wall of Jerusalem, and they used to put it over here, but it was directly in line. So why did you have to tell me that you slaughtered it over here, which is out of place inside the wall? So even you slaughtered it next to the item, but you did it a little off center. That's also pasul. How do I know that? The Amar of Adda Barahava, Shahata, Shlokanaga the Petah, Pesula. Clearly, you slaughtered it away from the Petah, Pesula Shneimar, the Shahat, the Hiza. Ma Zata Kanaga the Petah, Ashkaitata Kanaga the Petah. We have a Gezra Shava between, or a Kesh between the Shahat, the Hiza. It's like you sprinkle the Paraduma. When somebody gets sprinkled, they sprinkle them in front of the Petah. So to when they shahit, they slaughter it in front of the petah. So therefore, you didn't have to go so far and say you did it inside the wall. Even outside the wall, just off-centered. Chite ma delo makish. So maybe you'll tell me Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with that, hekish. Maybe he doesn't agree that you have to slaughter it in line. Maybe he doesn't agree with this v'shahad v'hizah. It's not so. Va'etmar, skip the parentheses, sarfash lo karegid ha-petach, if let's say you burnt it off the petach, Rabbi Yochanan amar pesula, beferush, Rabbi Yochanan says, it is indeed pesula. That means he holds us to be connected to petach. Rabbi Hoshaya amar kashera, Rabbi Hoshaya says it's kashera, Rabbi Yochanan amar pesula, v'sarav v'hiza, beferush, v'sarav v'hiza, naza karegid ha-petach, afshay ta karegid ha-petach, Rabbi Hoshaya amar kashera, al pirsha yisrof, מקום שפורש למיטה, שם תשרפתה. כמו שאוגיוס, it says in the pasuk, הפלשה ישרוף. He learns this pasuk to mean, מקום שפורש למיטה. When you store an animal, let's say you store it כנגד הפתח. But what happens? It still jumps around a little. It jumps around a little till it finally dies. So you don't have to burn it in the place where it was slaughtered. You could burn it in the place where it was poresh, where the neshama or it stopped moving. So let's say you slaughtered it connected to peta, right? And it moved a little over here and it was off center. Rabbi Yochanan says it's okay, even though you're slaughtering it over, even though you're burning it over here, because it says makom sheporeshet lemita, the place where it, the mita is poreshet from it. The mita is leaving the animal, that's where you burn it. But what do you see, at least, according to Rabbi Yochanan, clearly it's a din that you have to burn it in front of the petach. Oh, so why do you have to come along and say, where you burnt it inside the wall? You could even say you burnt it outside the wall, next to the pit where you're supposed to burn. The law of sentence. The Rabbi says, Amre, lo mebaya kamar. לא מבעיה חוץ לחומה דרחוקי רחקה, אלא אפילו לפנים מן החומה דקירובי קרבה. ואם את תתקשר, כמה שמוע על הניסיון החדוש. He's saying, פשוט, if you did it outside of scented, that's for sure, that's not good. But you would have thought, here I'm doing it closer. I'm doing it inside the wall of Yerushalayim. So therefore, I would say, big difference, I'm closer. Maybe outside the wall of Yerushalayim, where I'm further, you know, center. Oh, that's pashut. I'm telling you, even if you did it inside the wall, I would have thought inside the wall you're closer to the makom. I would have thought maybe it's kasher. Kamashwan had the big hadush that even inside the wall, which is closer to the makom and mikdash, still is going to be pashut. Because Shekin, the way he understands, outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. So he's telling you the biggest. You would have thought, I'm inside. It's cut off the mikdash. That's why he picked that case to say pasulin, because it's a bigger hadush to say pasulin that case where it's inside the wall itself. Even if it was facing, I would have thought it was kasher. It's not kasher. Even inside the wall, facing the mikdash, even that's pasul. Didn't make a difference inside the wall, even facing the because they want the paradigma to be outside the wall, facing. So his institution is not only outside the wall, off-centered, even inside the wall, even if it was directly in line with the Mikdash. I was it's much closer. If it's kasher over here, it's kasher over there. I was like, it's not kasher over there. Okay, Amar Mor. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, now we get into the big subject. Rabbi Yochanan tells the Shtakish that what? The whole Eretz Yisrael is bedukah. Meaning, you could assume that the whole Israel is clean from corpses. That there's really no corpses in the ground. You don't have to make a bedikah. You could assume it's okay. It's pre-inspected, exactly. And the Shakish says, no. In your Israel, you want to do something, you got to inspect. You got to make sure there's no corpses. So what's the argument? Amazing. Goes back to the Mabul. Didn't the Mabul go into Israel? So if you say the Mabul went to Eretz Yisrael, a lot of corpses, a lot of dead people. Also, you got to check the area, you got to inspect. But if you say the Mabul didn't come to Eretz Yisrael, so there's no way. There wasn't any major catastrophe over there, so you don't have to worry. So I was a machloket if the Mabul came to Eretz Yisrael or not. So Yehuda says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Ushneh Mikrei Hadash. Where did they learn this from? They learned from the same pasuk. Ben Adam. Let's read the pasuk correctly. Ben Adam, emor la, tell the people of Eretz Israel, or tell Eretz Israel, at Eretz, you land, lo metoharahi, you are not tahor, lo gushma, beyom za'am, there was no rain on you on the day of anger. So how do you read the pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan, sabat at muhem matmakera. The pasuk is to be read rhetorically. Eretz Israel, mi lo metoharat? Like that. Are you not pure? You are pure. Klum yardu alayich geshamim biyom za'am. Did the rains come down on the day of anger? They didn't. So therefore it's eskimatari. It is said, you are not Tahor, you are Tahor. After all, did the rains come down on you and during the time of anger, during the Mabul? They didn't. No, read it as a statement. Eres lo metoharaat. Not eres lo metoharaat. Are you not pure? No, read it straight. Eres land. You are not pure. You know why? Didn't the rains come down on you on the day of anger? And therefore, was there mabul or was there no mabul? That's what the whole thing is based on. Just to ask on this if there was no flood in Eretz Israel, so why did God matriach Noah to make such a big teva, to come a year's time and all that? Let him just go to 120 years. I mean, let him go to Israel.
And maybe he wouldn't think
so. He says, הוא כמו שהוא נשים בחומש, כדי שיראו אנשי דור המבול עוסק בבניין הטבע, 120 שנה ויוכל להצילה ולומר להם. It was for the people. Why? It was for the people to get them to, but it didn't work.
That's what I said, then more battle people were in Israel. Then everybody didn't die in the
Mabul. Because it was, yeah, there was
this. They walked into the water?
They walked into the water, they were saved somehow.
No, nobody lived in Israel at that time.
So nobody was away, was it Tumah then? There was no Tumah. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there was no Tumah. Rabbi Shiki says there was Tumah. So there was people in Israel at all.
No,
was not in Eretz Israel, obviously. He ended up in Eretz Israel. Okay, anyway, so that's Mahlok Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now we start with the questions. So it's talking about over here, some famous Mishnah in Masechet Parah. We used to prepare the Parah Duma. But they used to prepare it in such a way where the guy, the kid that was preparing it, they ensured that there was no tum'ah at all. What did they do? So it's Hatzerot Yerushalayim. There were certain courtyards in Jerusalem, binuyot ala sela, that were built on bedrock, on rock, we'll call it. That was already from Shishimim Maaseh Bereshit. So they knew nothing was underneath it. V'tachtein halul, underneath it was hollow. So therefore, there was no tum'ah underneath that area. You didn't have to be concerned about a kever of somebody that you didn't know about. So again, they had certain areas in Yerushalayim that they knew the place was clearly inspected, perfect. Kever atum was nothing underneath it. Wow, they would bring pregnant women to that spot. The yildot, they would give birth on the spot. So the kid for sure never came in contact with tum'ah because it was born in that spot. That there was nothing underneath it. And they would raise their children on that spot. They would never leave that spot. So the kids, for sure, you know, never came in contact with any tumah. Because she wanted him to do the parah. Now they needed him to go draw the water for the parah tumah. So they brought oxen. And they put doors, like planks, on the side of the ox. So even if there was tumah, it'll chotzet. The tumah will not go up, like they made like an oil underneath the, over the ox, right, well, on the sides like. So therefore the tumah will not be able to hit the kid that's on top of the ox. And that is special stoneware. Stoneware is not mekabel tumah. And he's holding the stone keli in his hands. And he would go to the special ma'yan and fill up the water that would do shavra, and they would sit on these dilatot over here and they go back home. Also, you see what? This is seemingly a question against Rabbi Hanan. I thought you told me he says beduka. Then he said beduka, so what are you being so ma'amid for? Put him in the space, get him give birth on that spot, let him be brought up on that spot. I thought there's no kevarim in Israel. There's no reason to be concerned about. So he goes, Amar Rav Huna ben Rav Yoshua, Ma'ala asu bepara. It's a ma'ala. It's a chumrah. Really, there was no reason to be concerned about the corpses. It is beduka, me kevarot. Ela wa para duma, shum chumrah de para. Ma'ala de para, they were being extra careful. Okay.
Unknown
kevarot. You have to check. But you know it. You have to check it. You have to assume that there's a cave in the spot that you are. You don't have to check. It's beduka. Why should I suspect it? I'm in a spot. It's not a cemetery. Why should I suspect that there's a mat over there? It's like, it's because who knows how many people died in Dora Midba and Dora Mabul and all this. You have to check it. So Rabbi Hanan says, even though you don't have to check, but still for Parah Aduma, there was very, very great chumrot. Look at Ashi. Just catch up on Ashi's over here.
it says the tahtein halal was open area underneath the ground. It was hollow. Sheim yesh kever mafsik halal v'shuv en sheim yesh kever mafsik halal. Exactly. Which means nothing. It was a kever all the way down. Doesn't matter. There was open space. So the open space would interfere from the tumah. That would not. When v'shuv en tumah bukar demala min halal. If it was no space, so then already the tumah would go all the way up, it would break through. But if there's a little tefa, even a little halal over there, so therefore the tumah is limited to where it is, stays where it is, and therefore above that is okay. So that's what they made sure that was not spot over there. It says "Megedelot sham b'nehem lepara demeshum demetamim mitakohen asuref tapara." We learned this already. The reason why they were so mahmir is because they were mekel. At a certain procedure, they were very lenient. They used to metameh the kohen. They used to deal with the parah aduma and let him go to the mikveh, and they used to make him a tivul yom and use him while he was a tivul yom. So since they didn't have to do that, but they did it to knock out the opinion of the tzedukim that said that a tivul yom is not good to do the parah. So since they went out of their way to be lenient in a certain thing, so they had to compensate with a chumrah, well, then they did it over here. Asu b'ashar ma'alot tarbe she'en e'chav ha'kohanim yugein bo koshvat yamei p'lishato v'avuel t'rekot v'gumazim ala, fine. V'agabehen daltot v'apsik v'na t'rekot l'karkar shu yahilu ala kevin, good. They put these doors on the side of the shevarim so the tum'ah will not go over him. And when he goes to the word, v'chasot shel even. שכול מעשה פרה בחלי גלרים בחלי אבנים שמקבלים תומאה כדברת המעלה עשו בפרה משום כולה דקילו בה. We just said again, the reason why they did a מעלה by the פרה אדומה is because of the כולה משום צדוקים שאומרים עם האור בישב שהייתה נעשית והיו מתמאים את הכהן ומתבילים אותו. Since they used to מתמא the כהן and used to use them as a תבוליום ושרפה תבוליום, עשו בו מעלות אחרות ולא לזלזלו בו. They didn't want to say, oh, Paradu Abu Mimiz Azebo, Araya, we met a man, the guy. So to compensate that, the Kula, they made the Humra. Umiyu, Im Shahatab, Im Kom Shem Baduk, La, Lobek Salab, Aki. That's the point of Rabbi Hanan. But if you didn't do this, it's okay, according to Rabbi Hanan. There's only a Humra. Rabbi Hanan was, even if you stored it and then you drew the water from the kid wasn't, didn't have all these procedures, it's okay. And it says Baduka. So what are you doing this for? It's a Ma'ala Asu. But not because of really we're worried about Tum'ah. We weren't worried about it. Don't do my bed. It's just beduka. Enough coming now. According to the Shlakish, this might be mandatory. Because there's tumal over Israel. You don't have to do this. It's not a mandatory item. It's not. We did it because of the kulot that they did. But even if they didn't follow this procedure, it would have been okay. Because it says indeed beduka. Okay, what is another question? They found bones of a guy. They found it in the woodshed of the Beit HaMikdash. So they wanted to make now a gezerah that is tum'ah in Yerushalayim. That's it. Then I wanted to make a thing that they said, so if we found one kever in Yerushalayim and we didn't know about it, because all Yerushalayim now is filled with kevarim. No. They found the bones in the wood. Yes, so what is he doing there? Must be there's dead people all over the place. If we found wood, you would not. You don't bury people in a woodshed. Ella must be there. No. They found there. They saw tumah there.
Underground?
Yeah, on the ground. So therefore, they said, oh my, they said that there could be this tumah all over the place. So they wanted to make a gezerah that it says, oh, fellow Yerushalayim. Amar Rabbi Yeshua al Aglav, Amar. So Rabbi Yeshua came along and said, Rabotai, lo busha uchlima hi lanu, shenigzor tumah al ir abotenu. Start a busha. We're going to now declare tum'ah on the land of our fathers. Ayem etem mabul. What do you think? Where's the dead people of the mabul? You think they're here? They're not here. Ayem etem Nebuchadnezzar. What do you think? There's the people from the Nebuchadnezzar when he killed the people when he conquered the Eretz Israel. What? This was a one-time item. It was a one-shot thing. That doesn't mean just because we saw it in the Dira Aitzim, it's all over the place. Oh, so what do you see? He's coming to say, what are you panicking for? Just because you saw some bones in the Dira Aitzim, it's all filled with bones? What? There was no Don of Mabul over here. There was no Don of Nebuchadnezzar over here. There was no concern. Oh, that sounds like a Yohanan. That's the Yohanan's question against the Shtekish. So he says, Rashi says, last line on Rashi, Akur Hanu Bedukai. Must be it's Beduka, like Rabbi Hanan.
The Gemara says, wait. Will Tamech Harugin Vukadnesar Hakename De Lo Habu? What do you mean? You want to midayek from what he said, what the Rabbi Yeshua said, that there was no dead people from the war of Nebuchadnezzar. They killed thousands of people in Yerushalayim. You think that's what he meant? Ela what? Ela avu upaninu. Hakaname avu upaninu. What he meant was to say is, there was metim in the Nebuchadnezzar, but died it was metim. What do you mean? There was a war. Ela what? There was, and they moved them away. So too, there was Dora Midbar, Dora Mabul over there, and they cleared them away. That's what he meant to say. So the Gemara says, wait. If he was saying that they were there and they cleared them away, the epanu, if they cleared them away, ha epane, they cleared away. So therefore, what is the Shakish worried about? He's talking about the Dora Mabul was there. It was there. But they moved them away, right? They cleaned them out. So what are you be concerned about? The Gemara says, Mihid epane mirushalayim, mekuda eris Israel, no epane. Yeah, they cleaned it from Yerushalayim. They cleaned the areas, but they didn't clean them away from the rest of Israel. Oh, and therefore, since the paradigma was done chutz Yerushalayim, so therefore, the Shekish said you have to do it in a place that is bad for you. Chutz mechomat Yerushalayim, chutz miYerushalayim. Good. So they did clear out Israel, but chutz Yerushalayim, that's what the parah was done. That's what the Shekish says you have to do it. Okay, she's good. Yes, okay. Comes going on says Ika de Amre. Eti Virish Shekish to Yohanan. Some have the question in the reverse. The question was asked to Yohanan. Ayem etem Mabul, ayem etem Nebuchadnezzar. Right, the Yeshua said, where's the dead people of the Mabul? Where's the dead people of the Nebuchadnezzar? My love, medehane avu, hanename avu. Right, we know there was definitely dead people in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. He killed the people of Yerushalayim. So from the fact that he was saying that there's Nebuchadnezzar, there was dead people there, there must have been Mabul people there as well. That's what he was saying. Rabbi Yeshua was saying like this. That's it. He brought the two examples. Just like there was Metim in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, there was times of the people of the Mabul. The Gemara says, "Midi Iriya." Why? Just because you put those two stories together, that means they have the same law. Hakadite. Each story you should learn independently. Yeah, there was Metim in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, but there was not Metim in the times of the Mabul. Mabul, no, Nebuchadnezzar, yeah. Etiver, it's like he says a question. It says in the pasuk, whoever had any life in their bodies, mikol asher becharaba metu. Anybody on dry land died. Now Israel's included dry land. Anybody on dry land died. So bishtama ledidi, quote to me, it's good. De amina yara mabul es Yisrael, meshumachi metu. I say, went down. So whoever was on dry land, Mabul came down, then flooded it. So very good, according to me, everybody on dry land died. Ela lididach, but according to the Mabul did not come down to Eretz Yisrael, am I metu? Why did they die? Mishum habla, because of the heat, the smoke, the hot waters of the Mabul. So there was no Mabul in Eretz Yisrael. The smoke, but the heat that was in the world at the time from the hot waters of the Mabul, that already came down into the atmosphere in Eretz Yisrael, and people died from that. Kedir Av Chazda, like Rav Chazda said, the Amar of Chazda, berotchin kilkilu. The sin of the Dora Mabul was berotchin in the heat, meaning they wasted their zera, the batala, which is considered a sin, berotchin, because they heated up their bodies to the zera. Uberotchin nidonu, and therefore they were judged in hot water. Dichtiv acha, it says vayeshoku amayim, and the water subsided literally. But it also says in Megillat Esther, uchtiv ata v'hamat amelech shachacha, it says by Ahasverosh v'hamato ba'arabo. That his anger was burning, and then it says v'hamat amelech shachacha, that the king's anger cooled off, and it says v'yashoku amayim, that means the water must have cooled off, that means the water must have been hot. So therefore you see that there was hot water. So they didn't die from the flood, and then they died from Haval. Well, that's the machloket if important or not. That we saw in Masechet Shabbat. Kivan sheshe dorim mabul chatu botzot zel lamatala v'hamimut haguf ne'anshu midah keneged midah v'mayim rotchim. Okay. Kavanat hakavana is she'af api shelo lo haya b'eretz Yisrael, hachom, the heat that was in the world at the time did affect other lands. Kivan shemabul atzmam nochuzer zel kivetu elu shemetu shem leshelo mekomam. Exactly. Which means it wasn't a mass death all over the place. People died from the heat, but it wasn't a Mabul. So you were able to take the corpses, bring them to the cemeteries and bury them. So that everybody knew where the corpses were. If you said it was a Mabul, so there's dead people everywhere, there's nobody to bury the dead people. So the whole Israel becomes a cemetery. But if you say there was no Mabul, it was just from the heat. There were people dying. People died. But there was a system. Somebody died, the relatives took them to the cemetery. So you didn't have to say that all Israel is a cemetery. Adrabah, it's Baduk. There was death, but it's Baduk. Says, Ikade Amre, some say, Eti Be'erim Yohanan Shtakish, Mikol Asher Beharaba, Metu. Oh, it says, anybody on dry land died. Bishtama, Lididi, Damin, Elohi, Ramabul, Eretz Yisrael, Meshum, Ha'achi, Abi, Haraba. Very good. It was dry land somewhere in the world. Why would it say, Mikol Asher Beharaba? Must be there was dry land. Where was the dry land? In Israel. And then the my haraba. But according to what do you mean? Everybody on the dry land. According to you, there was no dry land. Good question. Okay, when I said haraba, I shaita meikara. That's what it means. It means where there was dry land. Doesn't mean it was dry. Of course, when the Mabul came, it wasn't dry. Any place that was dry, it became inundated by the flood. So why is it called it haraba then? Why do you have to learn any place that was haraba? Just say it, the whole world. Well, it says no. There was no gezerah on the fish in the times of the Mabul. Shneimar, mekol asher b'haraba metu, velo dagim shebayam. Which means the fish didn't die. That's what it says b'haraba. Only on where there was dry land. Mashen ken, in the place of the waters, the Mabul never affected the inhabitants of the waters, which is the fish. That's why it says b'haraba. It means the fish did not die. There is a remez to this. The gematria of the word metu is gematria velo dagim shebayam. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, "Bishlama leman de amar lo yara mabul eretz Yisrael." If you tell me that what that the mabul did not go to Israel, haynu dekam rima hatam. Okay, there's a big animal called the Re'im. And it's around. It was around after the Mabul. That means it had to be somewhere during the Mabul. The assumption is this thing could not fit on the Teva because it was humongous. So the Gemara is saying, according to the Yohanan that says there was no flood in Eretz Yisrael, good, so the Re'im hung out in Eretz Yisrael. So he was able to exist. Ela Reman da Amar Yarad, but according to the opinion that says there was a flood in Eretz Israel, Rema Hechakam, where did the Re'eb stay? Amar Bianai Guriot Ichnisu Bateba. He brought baby Re'ems on the Teba. He didn't bring the big giant one, they brought the baby Re'em, and then it grew after it came out of the Teba. What's the problem? Cubs, exactly. The Amar Ababa Rahana. He said, what are you talking about? Impossible. These things are humongous. Lididi Hazidi Urzila. Dirima bat yoma. He says, I saw a group, I guess, of young re'emim, one day old re'emim. Vehavi kehar tabor. They're as big as a mountain. Vehar tabor, that means they're big. Vehar tabor kama havia. How big is har tabor? 40 parse. 40 parsaot. Mashkad savare, the width of the neck. Tlatapo, the length is Tlatapo, 3 parsaot. Marba'ata deresha parsa upalga. The place of the neck itself, because of the head, is how much? Parsa upalga. A parsa and a half. Rama kaba desachar yardena. He let out excrement. And he clogged up the Jordan River. The spot where it landed blocked the whole river up. So I mean, that's a one day old ram. So what are you telling me? They brought baby rams on the boat, on the Teba. They can't fit it.
Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rosho Echnis Lo Teva. Put his head in the Teva, that's it. He stuck his head in. Gemara says, even that's not the movie. The Amar Mor, Bar Ba'atad Rishav Parsa Upalga. The head itself was a Parsa and a half, which was much bigger than the Teva. The Teva was only 300 Amot Bilbad. And this is much bigger than that. Ela Rosh Chotamo Echnis Lo Teva. Just his nose. Not even the head, just the tip of his, so he could breathe, just the tip of his nose, and he was hanging out the table. The Amar of Yohanan lo yareba bule Eretz Yisrael, which means, according to this, he could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Why do you say he had to stick his nose in the table? I have another one. So you're telling me that there's a Mabul, that he stuck his head in his nose in the table, and that's how he saved himself. So according to Yohanan, what do we got to say? All these things, he stuck his nose in the table, and I just let him go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's the divinity of Kish Kamar. Look, of course. He said, I wasn't saying this for me. For me, I said that Am was in Israel. But according to you, how are you going to answer? So I have to say that Am had his nose in the Teva. Kasagya Teva says, the Teva was going up and down. It was moving up and down. The water was going up and down. He's not going to be able to stay in the Teva just with his nose. He'll fall out. Because his nose is just sucking in there. And the Teva goes ups and down. So he would fall out of the Teva as a result. No, his horns wrapped around the teva, so he had the hold from his horns. What with the boiling hot water? They would have burnt them to death because he's outside the teva. So how did the teva make it then? Forget about the aim. If the teva was boiling hot water, the teva should have burnt. What about Og? Did he say that Og also hung out outside the Teba? So how come he didn't get burnt? The waters that were on the side of the Teba were cooled off. So it was just like Og survived on the side of the Teba, did Em survive on the side of the Teba, and the Teba survived on the because the Teba itself was cool around there. That he said, what's the Gemara teaching us? There's nothing better to teach us about the Re'im, and he stuck his nose in the Teva, and that's how he survived. I mean, the Gemara usually tells us information that's necessary. Usually the Gemara would say, Maida Hava Hava. Okay, what was it? You tell me these dinim over here? So he would say that the Teva represented the Bet Midrash. Because the world at the time of Noah was very, very dangerous, meaning spiritually dangerous, so Noah had to build a Teba. The Teba was a place where he was insulated. And from there, the Tum'ah did not go. So he said, Noah was lucky because his whole body was in the Teba. And that teaches us a lesson that in the world that's so spiritually dangerous, you need to make a Teba. The Pasuk says, Migdal Oz, Shem Hashem, Bo Yarut Sadiq Meniskav. The Midrash is a strong fortress. Migdal Oz, Shem Hashem, Bo Yarut Sadiq, the Sadiq runs into this fortress, Meniskav, and he's saved. He said, but not every Sadiq can stay in the Migdal Oz the whole day. He has to go to work. He has to make a living. So the Em teaches us, he used to say, that he just stuck his nose in the Teba, and by sticking his nose in the Teba, he was saved. To teach you that even if you can't stay in the Teba like Noah did, you know, with his whole body and his whole, the whole moment, but even if you have a connection to the Beit HaMidrash, even if a guy comes to the yeshiva in the morning and learns like we do, or comes at night like we do for that, so the fa'ot, his chotem, his breathing mechanism is in the Teva, he got saved also. So we learn from the Re'im a very important lesson, that even a guy cannot be sitting in the Kolel 24 hours a day like Noah was in the Teva, but even the Kivi'uti Tivna Torah itself has the ability to save the person. So the Rav Chaim would say, that's the reason that the Gemara is telling you this over here. Otherwise there's no, it's awkward. The Re'im's nose was in the Teva, that's enough to get this, that's the minimum to get saved. But if you don't even have your nose in the Teva, that means you're not even coming to the Bet Midrash to breathe the fresh air of the Midrash, even a little, then it's impossible. Then the person cannot exist. But it should be pointed out that his nose was in the Midrash the whole day, even though his body was out. Which teaches us as well, he would say, that even when the guy goes to work, but his nose is still in the Beit HaMidrash, which means he's still connected. And even though the majority of his body is outside, but he's in the, on Fifth Avenue, he's still breathing the air of the Midrash. And his mind is on the Gemara, his mind is, well, when am I going to come back to the Seder? Or he has a Sefer in his hand where he's able to review on the train, or he's listening to the Hazarat HaShi'ud, and so on and so forth. So even when he's out, he's really in. He's connected in itself. Oh, the Gemara says, "Let it be Shimon ben Lakish." You tell me that the Mabul went to Eretz Israel. But nobody remained there. That's the other question that was asked. And there's nobody left. Why? Why is Bavel called the Mitsula? It sounds like the depths of the ocean. Shekol metem abun nitzdalelu sham, because all of the dead people of the Mabul, they floated down over there. So even if the Mabul was in Eretz Yisrael, so what? It says everybody went down to Babel, as was mentioned. Rabbi Yochanan amar adama nekra shema shinar. Even Rabbi Yochanan, why do they call Babel shinar? Shekol metem Mabul ninaru sham. That all of the metem mabul ninaru, they shook or they moved down there. So ben the Rish Lakish, ben the Rabbi Yochanan, there was a flood in Eretz Yisrael, but doesn't matter. Nobody's left over in Eretz Yisrael because they ended up in the lowlands of Babel. So Gemara says, "Efshar dela idabeku." Not everybody went down. There had to be some bodies that got stuck in the mud and got stuck in the tar that weren't able to go down to Eretz Yisrael or to Babel. So it was those bodies we worried about. The majority of the bodies, they flowed down to Babel. But some of them get stuck. So those are the ones you have to be concerned about. Amar Rabbi Abahu, lama nikra shema shinar? Why is it called shinar? Sheminaeret ashireha. It shakes the wealthy people away from their money, because the people of Babel did not give the tzedakah like they're supposed to. And therefore, Shinar shakes the money out of their pockets, shakes the money out of their accounts. So that says, Aser ta'aser, Aser b'shvit t'tasher. You see, the wealth is dependent on the tzedakah, and they didn't give the tzedakah properly. Or in a simple interpretation, there's no chayuv ma'aser in Babel. So since there's a chayuv ma'aser in Eretz Yisrael, so when they gave the ma'aser, it caused them to become wealthy. But in Babel there's no chayuv ma'aser, so they have the opportunity. We're not talking about ma'aser kesafim. They used to give ma'aser from the tevua. So giving the ma'aser gave them an opportunity to become rich. But in Babel, since they didn't have the opportunity to give ma'aser, so pashut, they didn't have the opportunity to become rich, like we said. Comes the Gemara and says, "Vakazina davu." Oh, we see these rich people in Babel. What are you telling me that? Trata darelo mashke. You won't see more than three generations of wealth. It doesn't last. Give tzedakah, because tzedakato l'bnei banim, the pasuk says that tzedakah goes to the future generations. Aba Rabbi Ami, kol ha'ochel ma'afara shel Babel kilu ochel basar abotav. Anybody that eats from the dust of Babel, it's like he's eating from the bodies of his ancestors. Because they all came down there. All the Metem Mabul moved out to Babel. So the ground is filled with corpses. It's like he's eating all Shekasim Urmasim, all worms and creepy crawling creatures, because they all so went down to Babel. Not only the bodies of the human beings, all the shkatzim and the masim in the world all flow down there. So you eat from the ground, you're going to get these things. And she says, Shel Mabul. Okay. All right. Now,